This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, well, headed to Newport.
What was that?
That's Cartman. My God.
Is Cartman
one of the all-time
Soap
great...
Puck?
Yes, one of the you probably missed it, Courtney. Probably before your time, South Park.
No, like Santa likes South Park. Okay. It just was never for me. That was funny though.
Yeah. Well, the Intrepid is waiting. We'll find out whether Wiggy will get on it or not when we head to Newport tomorrow for roadshow number 3.
I have a question, Greg.
Yes,
and I don't want to be negative. You know that, but is this the lowest as a collection the Boston four Boston teams have been in a really long time?
Ooh.
Like, when was the last time the four teams were this bad? Like the 90s?
2000.
2000. That's 5-11 Patriots.
Yep.
Red Sox were did not make the playoffs in 2000.
Celtics weren't very good.
Celtics, well, yeah, they were a year or two from that Eastern Conference run.
Right.
Patriots, Bruins. The Bruins early 2000s sucked. That's probably what it is, 25 years.
So you're talking a quarter of a century.
Generation.
Since things have been this bad in sports in this city.
Right.
Because you're looking ahead, right? So the Celtics, we all believe, they're not going to have Tatum, and according to Shams, they're going to get rid of either Drew Holiday, Porzingis, Jaylen Brown, someone. Yep.
And that's why you always say, or people around the country say, that New England fans are spoiled, because you're talking 25-year-olds who are of legal drinking age, have never had a year where one of their teams hasn't been great.
Brees Hill has up until the last several. Well, no, Celtics count for last year. So,
Right. So, no, you look at that, Courtney, you're so right. You look at that New York post about their last championship in each sport. They have like 12 teams, and they haven't won a championship since the Giants beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 46. Whereas the Celtics, the Celtics won last year.
And they probably had plenty of years where the Jets weren't good, the Giants weren't good, the Mets weren't good, the Knicks weren't good, and maybe the Yankees weren't good. Like, you know, I bet they've had a couple of those years. I bet it's not a lot, but...
Well, the Yankees are always good, though, unfortunately. I mean, they're almost always a playoff team.
There's not been, like, a couple seasons where they were down a little bit?
Where they missed the playoffs consecutively? I cannot remember a time.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about removed from playoff appearances, Patriots are, Mac Jones, Buffalo, that was, what, 3 seasons ago?
2021.
Bruins, you know, got bounced.
2 years ago.
The Celtics, obviously, and the Red Sox haven't been in the playoffs since that same year with Mac Jones.
Yeah,
but I feel like if you're in the playoffs, then it's a good time. You know what I mean, for your sports team. You know, obviously, you want to win it, but if you don't, at least that's viewed as a successful, season. Where when you look at the Bruins this year, you kind of say,
honestly, right now, today, aren't you most hopeful about the New England Patriots?
Yep.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, because Tatum's going to be
Bruins,
out next year.
Like, they can't even get anybody who wants to coach the hockey team.
Right, Marco Sturm.
You're right about that.
You know, Red Sox, I had high expectations, but not happening yet.
Nope.
It's early.
They have pooped the bed.
It's early.
So far, they stink, though. Celtics next year, you're going to be without Tatum.
Yeah, I don't expect much there.
Yeah, because it feels like with the Patriots, you're on the ground floor of something that's going to be worth watching. Where you have a coach that we all can agree is, has earned the right to have that job, that is respected across the league.
A lot of potential when it comes to the quarterback.
Most important position is a guy that everybody, I don't remember a guy getting more praise after doing less than Drake Maye has going into his second year.
Yeah.
I mean, ESPN had a story about, like, big things to look for this year, and the guy basically said, if Josh McDaniels is a fraction of what he was with Brady, Drake Maye is going to be one of the best players in the NFL. I mean, I hope so.
Yeah.
But
somebody was comparing his season to Jaden Daniels' season,
and suggesting that what Drake May did was more difficult.
That was ESPN story.
Ben Solak of ESPN.
Yes.
Because of
my guy Solak.
Because
fellow
of less,
DVOA hole.
Because of the less lesser
Solak smarter than Zolak, am I right?
I mean, I wouldn't like
here we go. I wouldn't, you know, Jaden Daniels.
No, because Jaden Daniels took his...
Let me immediately defend
He took his
Jaden
team to the playoffs.
Daniels.
How can you compare the two?
They were just suggesting that what Drake May accomplished...
Was good.
...with what was around him...
Yes.
...was maybe more impressive than what Jaden Daniels
accomplished.
No, I wouldn't
say...
That's all.
I wouldn't say that.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't.
The idea, Wiggy, though, is that Patriots fans should have as much hope in Drake May as Commanders fans have in Jaden Daniels, specifically because of what Drake May was able to do with a miserable cast of characters.
Yeah, oh, and I got plenty. I have all the hope in the world in Drake May. Like, I think that, same with Jaden Daniels, if I'm a Washington Commanders fan, like, I really feel confident about where Drake May is headed, what he's going to be doing. I think
here's the exact quote from the story. Jaden Daniels had a historically productive rookie season. The Commanders fan base and team brass should feel confident and inspired about the future of their quarterback position. However, I'm still as, if not more, impressed by what Drake May played with on that horrible Patriots offense last year. Statistically, he didn't hold a candle, but degree of difficulty, May was playing a completely different sport. I'll put it this way and hope that the Metropolitan DC doesn't come for my head. Patriots fans should feel as confident and inspired about the future at quarterback as Commanders fans do.
And I do.
Let's go.
And I do. I definitely do. I kind of agree with the part where he says as confident. I definitely agree with that. But Jaden Daniels, I mean, took that team to the playoffs. They were, you know, they were a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And they stunk too, like you, the year before. Granted, they did have Terry McLaurin. And he's better than anything you had.
And Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, and Cliff Kingsbury. The only issue that I have, and it's a way and it's a way back issue.
Yes.
Is
that where they do that cheese thing at Cliff's Kingsbury? Guess what?
Cliff's Kingsbury? Kingsbury? Yeah, whatever. Cliff's.
I love Josh's McDaniel.
Yeah, I like Josh's McDaniels. Yes. But my only thing, when I take a way back step and I look and I just have a little bit of reservation for who Drake is throwing the football to. I mean, I like Steph Diggs. He looked good before he got hurt, but I don't want to be putting all my eggs into a receiver who's coming off ACL injury and is 32 for Drake May. Other than that, who else?
There's a lot of people who are saying that this is the worst take of all time. Like, it's not our take.
No.
Also, those people have no joy in their life.
Well, they're the ones who argue he won one football game, Drake May.
Yeah, but they're saying, like, I would still trade Drake May for Jaden Daniels.
Okay. I mean, that's fair, but, like, I'm just, like, if you put Drake May in the Jaden Daniels situation from last year, they still make the playoffs. They maybe don't win the first round of the playoffs against the Lions, but they're probably in the playoffs still.
Yeah, I would feel confident that they'd be a playoff team. My only concern is, this year, do you feel comfortable with what your passing game potentially could look like? And right now, I don't. Because who's, other than Hunter Henry, who's proven?
Steph Diggs.
But he's coming off an injury, so we don't know what Steph Diggs is. He's coming off an ACL injury. He's 30, 31.
He looks good on the boat.
Yeah, he does. Listen, if he performs healthy, like he did on the boat, then he's going to be an all pro.
But
I'm about.
Yeah. But honestly, Greg, like, I think Steph Diggs, but we don't know what he is because of the injury. So we kind of put him on the side. Everybody else in that room, do you feel confident?
No, but I think that what this year will do is it will either make Scheim and others in this guy at ESPN feel prescient that they were right, they were ahead of it. Because you fought, you know, with all due respect to, what was the guy, Van Pelt last year?
Yes, and Cliff Kingsbury.
Alex is Van Pelt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Steph's dig is coming in. Yes. And there is no more room for the Drake May doesn't have X crowd. You have Josh McDaniels. You have Hunter Henry. You have Steph Diggs. You have one of these six receivers you've drafted the last 3 years that he should be able to elevate. The offense and the offensive line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Should be much better, which was the worst offensive line in the NFL.
Oh, see, that's my biggest fear, is that the offensive line is going to be bad. People are going to blame Drake. Again, it's going to be bad.
My biggest fear is death.
People are going to blame Drake May for the offensive line being bad, and it's going to be the Justin Herbert debate of, oh, this guy seems like he's pretty good, but he doesn't actually win anything.
See, I think it's going to be more Mac Jones conversation, is he is good in some people's mind. I didn't agree with it, but they're going to be like, he has no talent. You can't.
Who?
Drake May.
Oh,
he
around
has,
him?
Yeah, he has no talent around him. Stop with the Steph Diggs. I love Steph Diggs. And I think he was a great player in Buffalo, and I think he was doing really well last year before he got hurt. I just don't – he is a wild card. So let's remove him.
Does he get more touchdowns than there were women on the boat?
I would hope so. But let's remove him from the equation, because we don't know what he could be. So you remove him from the equation. Your best offensive weapon in the passing game is Hunter Henry. Does that do anything for you?
No.
Right. So I don't understand. Like, I think Drake May has all the talent in the world.
Also, you're looking at like a potential upgrade on some of the guys who were here last season, because they got a season under their belt.
What does that mean? I've seen plenty of guys have seasons under their belt.
You got a guy on your roster who has the best hands in the NFL.
Yeah, he might get cut.
Right. Like, I've seen plenty of guys have a season under their belt, and then the next year they still stink.
You know what Shime is going to say, and others, if Drake May struggles? The Josh McDaniels offense is very, very intricate. It takes a long time to pop.
No, that's not it at all. If Drake May struggles, which if he struggles, I think it's a product of his offensive line already. I'll get out ahead of that right now. But if you see him actually struggle, like on the stat sheet as well, it's because McDaniels' offense stinks, not because it's too intricate.
All right. Well, speaking of stinks, you can leave a Hill note about Shime right now, and we will play the best ones coming up in a few minutes. Hill notes to come right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox drop another to the Brewers, this time in extra innings. 5-1 was the final from Milwaukee. The Sox had the lead until the bottom of the ninth, and then we went to the 10th, where Christian Yelich had a walk-off grand slam. It happened with one out in the bottom of the 10th. Last one with the Brewers today. First pitch at 1:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Joe Weil at 12:10 for the Bass Mutual pregame show. In the NBA, the Pacers take game 4, 130-121, the final in Indiana. Tyrese Halliburton had a triple-double in this one. 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 15 assists for him. The Pacers lead the Knicks 3-1. OKC will try to close it out tonight against Minnesota in their series. Tip is at 8:30. In the NHL, Edmonton goes up 3-1 on Dallas, taking game 4 at home 4-1. The Florida Panthers will try to close out their series with the Hurricanes in North Carolina tonight. Puck drop is at 8. When it comes to the Bruins, sources are saying Marco Sturm and Mitch Love are the finalists for the head coaching position. We could have a new head coach by the end of the week.
Where does that leave Joe Sacco?
Outside looking in.
Yeah, because does he stay on staff? No. You're not going to be the head coach and then drop back down.
Yeah, I don't think if they gave you the opportunity as interim and then they're not even giving you a shot at the job, I would imagine that he probably goes elsewhere.
Yeah. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.